Well, the injury news for us is that the squad is healthier. We have no McCarthy and Punchin. They're a little bit more long-term. But everybody else is pretty close.
Is this a welcome distraction for you back in the FA Cup, or would you rather be trying to correct what's gone wrong in the league?
No. Quite happy to play in the FA Cup. Looking forward to it. It's a competition I love dearly, and we have a great time, although a difficult one. Third Premiership opposition for us, so we've had some good fortune in the Cup in the two games we've played, something that's deserted us in the league, so we hope that continues at Spurs.
Have you learned anything more this week in terms of the struggling form you've had recently? Have you learned anything new about the players or what's gone wrong?
No, I just think we've lost two poor games really in this run. Bournemouth, who if I was their manager I'd say they deserve to win. And Watford, who probably gisted enough maybe to earn a win last time, but it could have been different. We're not far away from where we are. Players returning, of course, is going to improve us because the offensive side of our game has not been what we wanted it, but we look a lot healthier than going into this game.
You've got lots of experience at various clubs down the years. You've had bad runs, good runs. Are you still confident that this is only short-term?
I'm just looking forward to the Cup. I haven't really thought about the league. I know you keep sort of referring to it. But we have a, you know, last 16 game against an opposition who were in banging form. And something we're really looking forward to. I think we're taking 5,000 fans and we're looking forward to seeing them and giving them something to cheer.
Do you think Adebayor goes back there with anything to prove? He didn't end particularly well there for him. He lost quite a chunk of his career as well.
I think Adebayor is a player that has character, strength of belief. He's a player that can change games. And for whatever reason, he didn't fit the way Tottenham wanted to go forward. That's a decision the manager sometimes makes with the chairman or whatever. And they part their ways. And okay, the parting of the ways could have been done maybe better on all sides. I don't know. I don't know the answers to them. What I do know is that he's highly motivated for the game. He's highly motivated to do well for Crystal Palace. And he has the first goal. And that is going to help us and help him.
How important was that to get him off the mark early?
I think it's very important. And I think we know it's an emotional game for Adebayor to go back to Spurs. And we need to protect him. And as a team, we will. We're going to look after him. Make sure he gets the best possible game he can by being the best team for him to be in. That we can be, and that's what we're going to try and be, because we want him to have a successful day.
A few stories about cup replays potentially being abolished. What's your view on that? I mean, we've had cup replays for so long, it's almost part of the heritage of the competition, isn't it?
Well, I'd hate to see them go, although the scheduling of them looks poor. Whatever reason that is, between the FA and the Premier League, they need to sit down, because we're talking about the replay date for this game. Wow, it looks complicated to me. It's definitely complicated for Spurs. So I think both managers would be preferable to get this job done on Saturday. But the game's not like that. And the replay's in the rules. And we're going to have to deal with that when it turns up. But perhaps the little bit of foresight was needed at the start of the season on the scheduling of some of these replays.